both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Good morning. You are now tuned in to 101.9 CFRC. It is 11 a.m. and you are listening to Revelation Radio, where my theme for you guys today, the topic for today, is we are going to be highlighting some Black alternative musicians and artists. So let's get right into it here. First, the little section I got for you guys today is kind of going to be highlighting bands, artists that were very much the blueprints for a lot of the popular alternative subcultures and subgenres. So first, we've got Bam Bam with Ground Zero. Now, the front person of Bam Bam was Tina Bell, a Black woman who was very much the blueprint for the emergence of the grunge scene in Seattle. Now, for a while there, her legacy was kind of under the cover, a little bit erased, and as grunge kind of hit the mainstream and put into this package in the 80s and the 90s, Tina Bell was kind of erased as one of the leaders of that specific alternative scene. I guess maybe she did not fit the narrative that the industry was trying to sell at the time. And then we're going to be listening to Death with Politicians in My Eyes. Now, this was a band formed in the 1970s. It started out as, like, I think a funk band, but then they switched their style and became one of the first punk rock bands. They're now recognized as kind of a proto-punk band, which is really, really sick. The blueprint, a blueprint for kind of a punk scene. And then we've got Bad Brains with Fearless Vampire Killers. Now, I really do not think Bad Brains needs an introduction. I feel like they're super well known, but pioneers of kind of hardcore subgenres there. So yeah, let's get us started. Also, all this random information, as always, let me cite my sources for once, is from, shout out Wikipedia, shout out random online communities and blogs that I come across. Especially for this episode, I was exploring much of the Afro Goth online group, as well as Punk Black. So yeah, okay, let's get us started with Ground Zero by Bam Bam.
We'll be right back. are better men than you see. But when decisions are constant, when they have all the fun, politicians in my eyes. They're always trying to convince us like we don't have the sense. They look just like in the quiz, but they do real stupid things. But then you do trust in them because you're their biggest friends. Politicians in my eyes.
Politicians, tell me why can't you hear the
Bad Brains with FVK, standing for Fearless Vampire Killers. You are tuned into 101.9 FM CFRC, where today on Revelation Radio from 11 a.m. till 12 p.m., we are highlighting Black alternative artists today that maybe you should be adding to some of your playlists. Okay, so our next section here, we're going to get into some more gothic vibes and then slide into some rock. So first I've got for you Echoes Saturn Return by Nature and Evoke. I love this group. They've got a really cool gothic, cool dark wave sound. And then we're going to listen to Traitor by Cemetery Sex. Now this is a goth rock band. And then we're going from goth rock into kind of more rock sounds combined with a bit of heavy shoegaze with the song Soul in a Jar by The Velt. So let's get us started with Echoes, Saturn Return.
We'll be right back.
That was The Velts with Soul in a Jar. You are tuned into 101.9 CFRC, where for the hour, we have been highlighting some Black alternative artists within the alternative scene, making great music that you could add to your playlist, if it's not already there. So next, we're going to get into some Canadian artists with some really fantastic vocals that I personally really enjoy. Each of these artists have a cool uniqueness-y sound to their voice. So first we've got Dylan by Dombé. This is a band out of Brampton. And then we've got Prevention of Peace by Lice. The vocalist of this band is also very, very cool. And then we've got Nobody by Sate, which is based out of Toronto. And I would just like to say I love the opening on this specific song vocally. So let's get into Dylan by Dombé.
Away.
was Sate with the song Nobody, those last three songs that we just listened to by Lyce, by Sate, by Dombé, are all Canadian artists. And I think we're going to continue on highlighting some Canadian artists for this episode. So we're going to highlight one of my favorite groups that I've seen live, the OBGMs. They have fantastic energy. They're a band out of Toronto. I saw them play years and years ago. I feel like it was like 2021, 2022. And the energy was so good. I love their sound. So we're going to listen to Not Again. And then we're going to listen to Liar, because I said we're going to listen to two songs because I feel like it. And I'm in control of the radio station right now. So we're going to do what I say. That felt a little aggressive. We don't listen. If you guys ever have suggestions, me talking to the abyss, if you guys ever have any suggestions, just let me know. You can DM me on Instagram at Revelation Radio CFRC. I would be really excited to get a DM, actually. I don't really receive that many. Anyways, listen, it's just me with a mic and I feel like I'm talking into the abyss. But that's okay. Some crowd participation would actually be kind of wild, kind of crazy. If you want to participate without whipping out your phone right now and finding me on socials, you can, if you're driving, you can take your hands off the, and I'm just kidding, don't take your hands off the wheel. I was going to tell you to take your hands off the wheel and close your eyes and enjoy the music. But I feel like maybe don't do that when you're driving. Everybody drive really safely. Eyes open, that's definitely mandatory, so you can see the road. And hands at 10 and 2, I think, is what they tell you. So yeah, just crowd participation. Everybody just enjoy the music. That's my crowd participation. Also, crowd participation, add some of these bands and songs to your rotation. That would be super cool and fantastic and amazing. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now. We're going to listen to the OBGMs, first with Not Again.
I'm watch them fall. If they were for you, I would destroy them all. In your living room.
And we are going to finish you guys off with some artists that I feel like are evolving and contributing greatly to the current indie and alternative scene. So first we're going to listen to Light Asylum with the song Dark Allies, then move into No Voulant with R.I.P., and then Love Spells with I Can't Let You Go in This Life. This is Light Asylum with Dark Allies.
You're all alone in this world. Thank you.
You're so